Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
About all that ballyhoo in the U.S. Senate, the big fuss over appointing a justice, an apolitical independent justice of the Supreme Court. A fuss that reminds me there's no such thing as an independent justice of the Supreme Court. Despite all the speeches about judicial independence and all the promises to keep politics off the court, the fact is, politics are all over the Supreme Court. Amy Comey Barrett has been nominated for the court by President Trump because, he says, of her scholarship and judicial experience. Those things do matter, but not nearly as much as her politics and the politics of the senators who will vote on her appointment. It's her personal opinions on health care, the Second Amendment, gun control, abortion that will win her a seat on the court. To become a justice of the Supreme Court, scholarship and judicial experience are necessary. But making promises to the bosses of politics in the Senate are much more necessary. So if you're good at promises, you won't even have to worry about scholarship or judicial experience. To become a judge of other courts, like in Cook County, Illinois, you'll have to be elected. So you'll need to be good at campaigning, you know, like being a candidate for a county board or a sanitary district. And you'll need to pay the bosses of politics $40,000 to put your name on a ballot and to arrange campaign rallies to help you get elected. The only thing you'll need to worry about is losing the election and being out 40 grand. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.